Tomorrow's 2.4-mile swim in New York City's first ever Ironman triathlon competition will take place. Now that tests by the city show the waters off Edgewater, New Jersey, the site of the swim, are safe to swim in. Fears of swimming in sewage arose yesterday after officials in Westchester County started dumping partially treated sewage into the Hudson yesterday, about 15 miles upriver at Sleepy Hollow, to allow workers to fix a busted pipe in Tarrytown. Westchester County officials say that pipe has been fixed and the sewage dump has stopped, but it's not the first time sewage has threatened to disrupt summer fun in the Hudson River. WNYC's Ilya Meritz is here with more. Ilya, give me the details of what they had to do to stop this problem in Westchester County.
Well, we don't know the precise cause of the rupture, but crews have been working around the clock since Wednesday, actually, is when the rupture happened, to fix it. Early this afternoon, the authorities announced that the hole has, in fact, been patched. That means sewage is now flowing normally again to a treatment plant and not into the Hudson River. The health warning for the Hudson will be lifted at 11 p.m. today, and the 2,500 people who paid almost $900 each to compete in the Ironman will get to do the 2.4-mile swim they signed up for.
So that's happy news. But let's talk about some of the other similar incidents we've seen recently.
Yeah, well, last year there was a fire at the Harlem sewage treatment plant that sent 200 million gallons of waste into the river. A few weeks later, there was a break in the line in Ossining, which sent millions more gallons into a tributary of the Hudson. And there have been other spills over the years, including an incident that's strikingly similar to this latest one back in 2010, also in Tarrytown. John Lipscomb monitors the Hudson for the environmental organization Riverkeeper, and he told me today one particular vulnerability is a large sewer main that runs right down the east bank of the Hudson to a treatment plant in Yonkers along the old Croton Aqueduct. When there's a rupture, as we saw this week, officials close that main entirely, but they can't tell people not to use the bathroom. So all that bad stuff gets backed up in the pipe and is then discharged into the Hudson through a bypass in Tarrytown.
What we saw in 2010 was exactly the same scenario, sewage entering the Hudson and Tarrytown from the bypass pipe. The difference in 2010 was that the county did not do a good alert, and that caused a lot of public outcry. This time they did a great job.
I did notice we received prompt notification from Westchester County authorities this week. It sounds like, though, they should be focused on fixing that decaying infrastructure.
Groups like Riverkeeper say federal funding for water infrastructure has declined sharply over the years, and a lot of treatment plants are running beyond their expected lifespan. It doesn't mean that they're exactly unsafe, but it makes accidents more likely. Add to that the continuing suburbanization of our region. The infrastructure has just not caught up with population growth.
Ironman organizers say they will proceed with the swim portion of the triathlon tomorrow. What is the condition of the water at this point?
Well, health authorities say it's safe to swim, but John Lipscomb from Riverkeeper says no.
I would not swim tomorrow, but it's not because of the sewer main break in Westchester. It's because of the rain that's falling right now.
I should clarify, the rain was falling a couple hours ago when we spoke. If this is a little surprising, let me explain. When it rains, New York City's sewage treatment plants quickly become overtaxed. They start releasing a mix of runoff from the streets combined with household waste. 28 billion, that's billion with a B, gallons flow into the river this way every year, according to Riverkeeper. By their calculation, a heavy rainstorm like the one that we're due for tomorrow could result in 150 million gallons of waste entering the Hudson. 150 million gallons is almost 50 times what was spilled at Tarrytown this week.
Wow, that's a serious problem, but we often don't hear much about it.
No, we don't. The authorities have no obligation to report it to the public, in fact. That's about to change, however. This spring, the legislature passed the Sewage Pollution Right to Know Act. I'm not sure what those letters add up to, but Governor Cuomo actually signed it into law yesterday, and the act requires reporting of all sewage discharges to the public the same way we get pollen count warnings or extreme weather alerts, and that goes into effect next May, so things could start to change at that point.
And soon I'll be announcing sewage treatment runoff alerts for the Hudson River. WNYC's Ilya Meritz, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.